This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO. Go Cards. Your sports station.
Good evening, everybody, from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. I'm Greg Stewart, along with Cooper Posvick, the former Cards defenseman. And tonight, the number 3 and 4 ranked teams in Division I in the state meet up. The Chi-High Cardinals are ranked number 3 at 9-3 overall. And ECM Eau Claire Memorial comes in here moving up from 5-4. They are 8-2-1 overall. They are undefeated in the BRC at 4-0. And Chi-High is at 3-2. But both teams hit a little bump in the road here recently. The Cards have lost 2 of their last 3. And Memorial has only 1 victory in their last 4. So, Coop, it's a big game for both teams. It has seeding implications at the end of the year. And, of course, when Chippewa and Eau Claire Memorial meet anytime, it's going to be a great game with a lot of emotion.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's not many times in January you get to play like a game that feels like a playoff game almost. And I think tonight definitely has that feel, especially with the implications. Everybody wants to be ranked higher than the next. So
exactly.
Both teams definitely a lot to play for tonight.
Yeah, and we're catching them at a good time. The flu bug has bit hard on this Memorial team. They got a bunch of guys homesick tonight, and that includes their top scorer, Mac Diggins. At least he's tied with Nick Madsen, the defenseman for the top scorer on the Aves team. He is absent tonight. And Memorial starting out the season, with a couple of guys that have moved on to elite high school programs. Those include one in Indiana, state of Indiana. That's Tri-State Indianapolis. Sophomore forward Brady Moore moved on, and then Tyler Sterich went to the Gilmore Academy, high-end academy in Ohio. So he's gone. So you take those two guys out, they'd be first-line forwards on this team. That's like missing two-thirds of a first line.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy that happened. Obviously, that's a big advantage for the Cards, and hey, we'll take everything we can get. So.
You bet. The flu, some guys absent tonight. But we'll see. I mean, Memorial is Memorial.
Well, exactly.
And they have beaten us more than I can count. Well, I can count 70 times they've beaten us through the years. Our record is 28 victories in 101 games.
Wow.
Against the Aves in the history of the battles here, the history of the competition.
That's a pretty crazy stat.
Yep.
Hopefully we can start reeling them in here.
Yep. Game 102 tonight here at Hobbs, and we'll bring it home to you on WOGO. This is Cardinal Countdown. We'll take a break, and Coop will catch up with assistant coach Austin Taylor on our pregame show. So stick around. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account, insured by NCUA.
Cards, Hockey, and Hobbs tonight. It's Chi High at 9-3 against Eau Claire Memorial at 8-2-1. Very similar records. Memorial better in the BRC at 4-0. Chi High at 3-2. But the Abes, like I said a moment ago, leading the series 70 wins against 28 losses and 3 ties between the two teams. Last year they swept us 4-2 and 4-1. And the Abes have won 17 of their last 20. So time to break the streak, and let's go down and see what we can do to get things going in the right direction and have a victory here in Eau Claire tonight. And Coop is with assistant coach Austin Taylor. Coop, take it away.
Thanks, Greg. Down here with Austin. Austin, we had a tough loss last week. Where are we looking to improve tonight?
Yeah, you know, we didn't start the way we wanted to that game. I think New Richmond outshot us 9-1 before we really got our feet under us and got going. So I think just coming out hard and starting the night and getting pucks over and in, getting in deep. We had like 23 turnovers, I think, in the neutral zone in the first period alone in that game. So looking to improve that. And deeper we can get in, the more style we can play. So, yeah, just starting a little harder and getting pucks over and in.
You kind of just talked about this, but this is a tough place to play. How important is a good start tonight?
No, it's extremely tough to play. It's been a long time since we've won against Purple here in this building. I think the boys seem to have a good mindset. Warm-ups look good, but you never know until you kind of get out there and get going. But it just starts with the first shift, right? You want to have a good first shift, leading into a good second shift, a full good set on your first three lines, and keep it rolling from there. So if we can kind of stay out of the box early on and develop our style of hockey, we should be all right.
Well, lastly, as always, what are you expecting out of Purple tonight?
They're going to be good. They always are. They're the program that just always reloads. They're always the top team in the state. They're extremely skilled. They have two tremendously talented defensemen that are really their anchors back there. We want to be able to get to them. If we can make their life difficult, I think that'll go a long way in our success tonight. So,
thanks, Austin. Back up to you, Greg.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Chi High coming off that disappointing lost to New Richmond at home Thursday. Chi was number two in the state at that time in D1. Cards got out to a 2-1 lead into the second period, but then New Richmond came back and beat us 4-2. The fourth goal, an empty netter, but according to Scott Parker, his take, we just didn't play very well, came out flat, and New Richmond beat us. They are the second-ranked team in D2 and a very, very good hockey club in the BRC. Now, Memorial has not played New Richmond yet. They play them a kind of a back-to-back series later in this month. So we'll see if they can do some damage on the Abes. But New Richmond did some damage at home against Chi High just the other night on Thursday. So the Cards have lost two of their last three. Really would love to turn this thing around right now on the road, playing Eau Claire Memorial, a team that they're probably going to have in their section, in their half of the section. So we'll see if Chippewa can get a little leg up here at the seeding meeting tonight. The Abes had a tremendous team last year. They finished number two in the final poll behind Hudson, lost to Superior in that stunner here at home in the regional final. They were number two seed in the region, in the section, Superior number seven. We saw Superior. They came to Chippewa then and knocked us out. So Memorial, though, with quality players, Luke Lindsay, the second-team All-Stater, first-team BRC, a finalist for the Player of the Year. On the blue line, Luke Lindsay is gone. Jeff Sauer Award for Community Service won that. Peyton Platter gone, the first-team All-Stater forward. Connor Byrne, the forward, second-team All-State player, is gone with graduation. His brother Dylan still here, and I know that Austin mentioned him as a top defenseman,
right,
along with Madsen. That's quite a set, quite a pair back there on the blue line.
Yeah, definitely. They can be a problem, especially on the power play. You know, I know for a fact that they like to really run it through Dylan Bryan.
Yep.
So we'll have to keep an eye on that as the night goes on.
That's for sure. So it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do you think? What are the keys that you have for beating this Memorial team?
Right. Obviously, you know, like I mentioned with Austin, it's we're on the road. It's a really hard rink to play in. The ice is kind of slower than what the Cards are going to be used to. So I think the first goal is going to be a huge momentum piece for the entirety of the game. The second thing, I think that we really need to set the physical presence early on in this game. Let them know that we're in charge, and, you know, not be afraid to finish our checks. Even if we take a hard-hitting penalty, that's all right.
Let me interrupt. That could pay dividends in the third period.
Oh, exactly.
Memorial's got a bunch of guys who are sick tonight and not here.
Exactly, yeah. If we can, you know, play a really physical game, kind of wear them down as the game goes on, we'll get more scoring chances. So, and then last thing, I think we need to just play a complete game tonight. You know, we've been coming out of the gate slow all year. Like, yep. Let's see tonight. Let's play all three periods solid. You know, just really put it all together. I think that this is a really good opportunity for the Cardinals to do that. Hopefully they can pull it off.
Okay, our keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Here at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire, Cardinal Countdown, Chi High, and Eau Claire Memorial. Need you say anything more? The Aves and Cards. We'll continue with our Cardinal Countdown, getting you ready for puck drop here at the top of the hour on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It set her right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Greg and Coop here tonight in Eau Claire at Hobbs Ice Center, Chi High and Memorial. Abe's at 4-0 in the conference, Chi High 3-2. Cards ranked number 3 in the state in D1, and ECM is 4th. Here's a goalie matchup. Very similar numbers for Memorial. Their senior goaltenders, Reed Ryback and Mike Collins, their head coach, said, you know, back a year ago, Reed was an average JV goalie, but when they moved him up to varsity, he was going to be the starting goaltender. Just something happened. It clicked.
Great.
I think he got confidence, and all of a sudden this kid is incredible.
Well,
between the pipes.
And another thing is just you get all that more practice time, too. Get
sure.
Practice 6 days a week.
Yep, so he comes in here with a 1.87 goals against average and 9.10 his save percentage. And then for the Cards, it's the sophomore Derek Strong, who's been in nets for the Cards all season long. And his numbers almost identical to Ryberg at 1.90 goals against average and a save percentage of 9.12. And he's been solid. I mean, he's had his moments, I think, this year. Even he would admit that. But generally, if you just take the whole season, I think Derek's been very, very solid and dependable.
Absolutely. I mean, Derek's had a big shoes to fill.
Yep.
And he's a good kid, first of all. But, two, I think he's really stepped it up. I got to coach Derek last year, and I can tell you for a fact that he has improved so much from last year. And it's really fun to watch, and I think he'll just keep improving as the year goes on.
So we got two goaltenders who really stepped up.
Right.
They knew they were going to be the starting goaltenders, and they've accepted that and really moved their game up.
Absolutely.
All right, so Memorial wearing the white sweaters with the purple and yellow trim. Chi High in the road, Reds with the black and white trim. Derek Strong skates out to the blue line first. And then it's going to be Gus Thorpe at D, along with Sam Hebert, starting for Scott Parker in his 36th year as head coach of the Cards. And it's going to be the Hoym Mason Johnson line starting off things first here. Ethan Foyles comes up here on that line tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a big opportunity for Ethan Foyles to kind of, you know, prove he belongs, and hopefully he can stand up to the task.
Foyles is a sophomore, Hoym a junior, and Mason Johnson a junior. Piers Reed at Ryback, the goaltender, 5'11", 165 pounds. And the forward line for Mike Collins Abe's is going to be Roberts, Pankratz, and Connor. You got a couple of seniors flanking a sophomore And we mentioned that defensive unit. Now they're down to four guys, but they have four solid defensemen, including Dylan Byrne, and Madsen's probably going to play at the next level someplace. The sophomore Byrne is a junior on the blue line for the Aves. So there you go. We'll have puck drop in just a couple of minutes here on WOGO. So stay tuned. This is WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Cards and Aves tonight, WOGO Radio. Good to be along with you from Eau Claire. Greg and Cooper here, and awesome Dawson Halverson hanging on to the knobs back at the Communication Center. And here we go. It's going to be Mason Johnson in the faceoff circle against Gabe Pankratz, the junior against the sophomore. And the Cards get the opening draw. This one's dished up the ice by Sam Hebert, angled off the boards into the left wing corner of the Abe zone. Sliding over is Mason Johnson to keep it pinned in deep. This one, the hard around from left to right, bounces in the right wing circle. A scramble for it right there is going to come up with it back to the point. And Sam Hebert will flip that one in, but came off a memorial body and cleared all the way down. And Gus Thorpe races to get it first. Thorpe with the skate stop behind his goaltender. Leaves it on the near side for Jackson Hoym. Turns off to his left. Rifles one cross ice. That one's picked off. And the Cards in the midst of a line change right here. New to the ice is Jackson Boland on the defensive side. And joining him is Swoboda. So the whole unit is changed up here, and the Cards have it. Here comes Jackson LeMay, leaves it on the right side for Bovey. Turns and rips one off the right post into the right wing corner, and now it's going to be flipped out all the way down, and there's the hand up for icing. A nice little maneuver down there for Jack, and had a decent shot on net.
He had the goalie beat. He just missed it, but a great start from the Cards. Love seeing him coming out, especially, you know, just going down right away. First shift, just putting it on him. Hopefully they can keep that up.
Yeah. 15:47 just underway here in the first. By the way, Eau Claire Memorial beat us in the JV game 5-1. There's one right on from Thorpe. Swallowed up by Ryback. Didn't have a whole lot of traffic in front of him and saw the rubber as it came in. Face off to the glove side of the senior goaltender. Comes back through some traffic. There's a shot by Brett Krista. And Ryback had to stick that one in the left wing corner. A scrum just beneath him behind the Memorial net. There he is. Madsen, the sophomore. Very skilled athlete. Brought it up and flipped it to the forward. But the Cards built a wall right at the blue line and held it in. Here comes Madsen again. He's going to go coast to coast. Madsen trying to beat the D, but he was bodied up there by Thorpe and pushed off the puck. On the near side, the Cards in their own zone. And here is Brett Krista, just going to drag it back deep in his own end of the ice. And then we'll launch one up on the left wing side for Jackson Hoym. Hoym turns, tosses one in, and then he'll skate off on the change right here. Memorial's got it, flips it on the half wall over for Savoyup. And here is Memorial right now. They'll carry it up to their own blue line and chip this one ahead, but the takeaway right there for Chi High, and they turn it up the ice. Here's a centering pass for Ethan Foyles on that top line. Turns and rips a shot into the mitt of Ryberg, who was hanging onto the post on the wide side there and made the save. 14:31 left to go in the first.
Ryberg has been tested early in this game, and he stood up to the challenge here, but that one play by Jack Bovey there where it was just him and the defense in front of the net, that poke check, it almost went in.
Just about. Cards getting some good rubber on the goaltender. Jack ready to take the draw here. And now Jack Connor's going to be tossed from the dot. Here we go. Cards win the faceoff in the Abe zone. It's flipped into the left wing corner. And Memorial's got it. Here is Noah Kircher. Kircher brought it up on the right wing side. Dropped one ahead for Ottoman, and Memorial tried to set something up in front. It was picked off by the Cards and sent out to neutral. Memorial throws it back in again, and the Abes retreat, defensively. And here's Jackson Bullitt. Comes up to the half wall in his own zone, launches one off the right wing bank and into the Memorial zone. Cards change it up again. There's a big check by Thorpe as he dropped Kircher, who is coming up the ice. And then that was flipped out of the rink. 13:47 left to go here in the first. No score.
The Cards defensemen are doing a really good job putting pressure on those wings. You saw Caden Swolver with a big hit there. Look for that to keep continuing as the game goes on.
Here is Lindstrom. Lindy in the faceoff dot. Wins it for Chi High. Turns it over to post. And he ripped one. Just spun around and ripped a wrist shot into the goaltender. A tough shot, but again, Ryberg is right there to make the save. By the way, we need to talk about Drew Bovey for a moment.
Yes,
Drew's been here. He had the wrist injury. They took the cast off, and it still is not healing right. So it looks as if Drew is going to be gone for the rest of the season.
Unfortunately. Yeah, it's a tough loss for the Cardinals. Luckily, he's not a senior. He'll get plenty of opportunities yet in the red and white.
Yeah, you bet. Would love to have seen Drew and Jack play here tonight for sure, but Drew is gone for the season, and we wish him a good recovery and a complete recovery. It's back in the Memorial zone. Chi High putting the shoulders down in the right wing corner. That was Jackson Hoym who had the check on the guy who's bringing it up right now. Madsen across the line. Hands off to Will Savoia and Chi High with the takeaway right here. This is Jackson Hoym up to the blue line. Hit hard, worked into the wall. Big sounding boards here at Memorial at Hobbs Ice Center. Sounds worse than probably the check is, but they worked hard into the wall over on the left wing side. Here comes Memorial. Breakaway chance and a shot on strong from Jack Connor. Buried it right in his chest. It was a one-on-one battle coming into the Chi High zone, and Connor just had the puck bounce the right way for him.
Yeah, great save by Strong, though.
Keeps it 0-0 here, and Chi High's got it now. Jackson Hoym peels it off the wall in his own zone, throws one out to center. That's intercepted by Memorial, now kicked around at neutral ice, and here it comes. Benji Roberts walks it ahead for Connor. Spins one into the left wing corner. Now they go back up on top. Here's the defenseman. That's Byrne, the junior. Watched the wrist shot. Went wide. Now it comes back on the near wing side for Kircher. And there's traffic out in front of of Strong, and it's swept out of harm's way by Chi High. Cards in the midst of a full line change right here. And this is Gus Thorpe. He'll cycle it back for his defensive partner there, and the Cards have it. That's Buchanan. Caden Swoboda, who's got it right now for Chi High. Swobes worked it off the wall, and he'll come off, and Krista completes the defensive pair change. Memorial taps it across the line. No, Chi High able to save it. Nice back check right there by Jackson LeMay to keep it inside the zone. Here is Memorial. The Abes on the near wall. Kicked around between the skates of Kircher. And that one flipped ahead, but then Chi High was right there at neutral for the intercept. Here is Madsen. Spins away from the pressure. Leaves it out in front. On the near side is Collins Bill. He was had it poke checked off his stick. Here comes a shot on net. That one from Greg Krista. And it tied Ryberg up pretty heavily right there. Ryberg just able to get it, spin it off to his left. Fortunately for him, there was nobody wearing red right in front of him, or it would have been 1-0 Chi High.
Absolutely. What pressure from Bovey. Jack Bovey. Awesome forecheck. And then to have the awareness to pick up the puck and make a great pass almost led to a Cardinal goal.
Face-off in the left wing circle in the Abe zone. 10:48 left to go here in the first. Lindy will take it for the Cards. And it's going to be Kunert. Or will it be? Nope. It's going to be Savoia for Eau Claire Memorial. This one spun around from left to right. Still in the Abe zone. Sliding over is Reed Post. And a quick wrist shot. Bounced off a couple of players right in front of Ryberg, but swept aside by the D. It's in the left wing corner. Cards putting some heavy pressure on Eau Claire Memorial right now. Back to the point. Post with a wrist shot. Tried to pick up his own rebound as it bounced off a Memorial player, but it came loose back to neutral, and the Cards have to touch up to get on sides here. We are on sides right now. Chi High with a full line change here, and finally the line is assembled out of neutral ice as Memorial brought it out. This is Jack Connor across the line for ECM. Centered one up. That was cut off by Chi High. And it's still loose in the zone. Picked up by the Aves. And a big hit right there. Delivered on Benji Roberts. What was that? Jackson Hoym, I think.
Jackson Hoym, yeah.
Nearly dropped him. Took him off the puck for sure. 9:44 left to go here in the period. Nil-nil still here. Chi High all over the ice in the Abe zone, and it's finally flipped out. I think Chi High did that themselves. They're trying to go to the point. Got a little strong on the pass. This one flipped off the wall on the far side and deflects into the left wing corner. Now Madsen's got it for Memorial. The Abes have it right here. This is Colin Bill. Back to Madsen. He'll skate back, open up some ice right here with 9:14 and counting left to go first period. Bounced off the dasher on the far side. Picked up by Thorpe. Cards were caught inside, so they finally touch up here. And Madsen's got time and some space, but crowded on the wall on the far side by Jackson LeMay. Here comes Madsen. Escape that one. Puts a wrist shot. Trying to go five-hole on Strong, but he closed it quickly and hangs onto the puck right here with 8:52 left to go. And a scoreless first period in Eau Claire.
I'm very surprised that it is scoreless at this point because the Chi High Cardinals have just put on an amazing forecheck so far, and it seems like Memorial's just kind of backpedaling, yep. You know.
Well, one of your keys to the game is a fast start here tonight,
right.
And they've done that. They
absolutely
just don't have anything to show for it so far. Here is Lindy. Lindy skates up the ice in the far side and will carry it on the half wall in the Abe zone. It's loose and picked up now by Kircher. Kircher's got it, skates up the ice, and this one dropped back out to neutral, and racing to get it is Reed Post. Backhands a cross ice pass right there, and the Cards swarm in on Ryberg again, who cuddles that puck and holds onto it with 8:24 left to go in the period. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Back to action. This one launched all the way down by Memorial, and that'll draw the icing right here with 8:14 left to go in a very fast-moving first period.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Cards have been doing a good job getting a lot of traffic in front of the net. The Memorial is leaving our D wide open, so I'd like to see the Cardinals kind of maybe work it up top a little bit, try to get a tip out front.
Face off in the Abe zone. This one corralled by Memorial and punched back out. Here comes Eau Claire Memorial right now. It's Benji Roberts who carried in and was pushed off the puck, but Roberts has it in the right wing corner. Drops it down for Gabe Pankratz. Back to the point. Roberts has got it right there, and it's picked off by the Cards and sent back out again. Nathan Vaki has got it for Memorial. Banks it off the wall. Cards intercept, and here they come. It is Jackson Hoyne. Turned and fed Eau Claire Memorial, thinking he had his own teammate. Put it right on the tape of Colin Bill. Chi High again. Clears their own zone. Plays it ahead, but that one didn't connect, and Memorial clears to center. 7:19 left to go. First period, no score. Chi High and the Abes. The 102nd meeting between the two teams, and the Abes have owned it with 70 victories in those 101 games so far. Let's see if we can get win number 29 here tonight on their home ice in the series, overall series. Back in the Abe zone. On the boards on the near side, half wall. Memorial's got it right now behind their goaltender, Ryberg. Spun around. Quick spin and launched up the wall, but picked off by Chi Hyde. Here's a shot right on, and the save made by Ryberg, and he kind of backed into his own net. So they got to reset the cage in the Memorial zone.
That was a nice little move by Big Swobes there.
Yeah.
looked pretty silky for a defenseman. So
he just jumped right in.
Right.
Made a nice move down low. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action in the Memorial end of the ice. This one hard around by the Aves. They can't clear. It's loose. Top of the wheels, and Chi High's got it. Here is Carter Bovee. Bovee's wheeling and dealing, dancing down low into the right wing corner. Leaves it back up top, and Chi High's got it. Little fan there by Jackson Bolin, and here comes Memorial. Potential two-on-one. They left it out in front, and just beyond the tape of the Abe's Cruz Moser. They had an odd man rush. Couldn't finish. Chi High back to the Abe's zone. 6 minutes exactly left to go in the period. Here is Thorpe with a fresh set of legs. Tried to dance the puck down the low slot. Stolen away, and Memorial's got it. They set it up back in their own zone. Abe's back it off the wall and up the ice. And just beyond the outstretched hands of Benji Roberts, who is breaking for the Cards zone. He had beaten the Cards defensively, but it was just beyond him. But no icing called right there. 5.5 left to go in the period. Here's a lead pass for Gabe Pankratz into the Chi High zone. Cards turn it back the other direction, and they'll carry it across the blue stripe momentarily. Now it comes back out again. A scrum along the wall on the far side. Battling over there is Sam Hebert, along with Benji Roberts. And finally into the Chi High zone. Back to the point. Here is Vaki for Memorial, the defenseman. Sent one into the left wing corner. Playing catch with Ethan Foyles. Back and forth. Finally, Foyles able to clear it out to neutral. Under five to play here in the period. Memorial goes D to D. Here's a lead pass for Onneman. He crosses the blue stripe. Chi High is there. Knocks him off the puck, and they'll send it down, but this is a little deep, and an icing call right here with 4:37 remaining in a scoreless first period.
Starting to see Eau Claire Memorial kind of get their legs back underneath them here. I think they were a little shell-shocked right away, and now this game's kind of starting to settle in, and it's getting to be a little bit more back and forth.
Well, you would have loved to have one or two there with that flurry that Chi-Hi put together here in the first two-thirds of the period. But it is what it is. You got to score when the opportunity is there, and they've had some good quality chances. Swept in by Jackson LeMay. Ryberg goes back, stops it for his D. Cards on the charge, and it's caught up in the elbow on the right wing side of the Memorial Zone. Finally pops out, and it's loose just inside the Chi-Hi blue line. Memorial scrambling for it, trying to set up a scoring opportunity. Turning and firing a wrist shot is Hahnemann. That one slipped wide of the cage, and it ricochets back out to center ice. 4 minutes remaining here in the first period on WOGO, the 3-4 ranked teams in the Division I in the state right here. And seeding feathers, whatever you want to call it, seeding just response is here tonight as both teams have a chance to get something going in that direction for later in the season. This one comes back to the point. Rifled in by Gus Thorpe. Cards hold the zone. There is Post. Post is going to climb right in. And it's right behind the goaltender. That's Lindy. This one skirts the skate of Thorpe. And coming up from the far wing is Brett Christie to help him out. 3:12 left to go here in this first period. Abe's have it. This is Dylan Byrne, and the defenseman will launch one up on the wall on the far side. Three guys for each team right there at neutral ice battling for it, and it comes out for Eau Claire Memorial. Pass ahead now for Benji Roberts. He went to the blue line, but it was poke checked off his stick, and back for Thorpe for the Chi-Hi Cardinals in their end of the ice. He'll fire one off the wall, jammed ahead there for Ethan Foyles. Fanned on it for a moment, turned around, gunned one in, back to Memorial. There's Madsen, lifts it high in the air, and Roberts has got it right here for Memorial. Jack Connor took a feed from Roberts, shot it wide, and the Cards get back defensively. 2:21 left to go here in the opening stanza. This one jammed on the wall right below us here in the Chi-Hi zone, and it's going to ricochet all the way back behind Derek Strong. Cards sweep it in, and that line will come off here. And they get a fresh set of D out there as well. Swoboda's out there. Jackson Boland on the blue line for Chi-Hi. This is Ethan Foyles. Foyles tried to carry it in. Was bodied off the puck, and Memorial's got it. There's a takeaway here. Brett Carlson's got it for Chi-Hi. Carlson dances in. Caught between his skates. He's still trying to reach back for it and got something on it into Ryberg. But the goaltender was hugging that post and didn't give him any room, so he'll hang on for the faceoff in the Abe zone.
I don't know if you caught that. He put that puck between his legs.
Yeah.
And tried to go top shelf with it.
Yeah.
That was, he actually almost pulled it off, which is pretty impressive. I don't think I could have done that on my best day.
1:43 left to go, first period. The drop in the left wing circle as we see it from up here in the Abe zone. Stick side for Ryberg. And finally, Eau Claire gets Colin Bill out there. Nope, they're going to pull him off, and they're going to say Jack Connor's got to stay on. So Connor is going to take the draw, or will he? Nope. It's going to be Pankratz against Jack Bowman. Pankratz able to golf that one down the ice into the Chi-Hi zone. Swoboda gets back very quickly, but Memorial assembles along the blue line. Now they bring it in. Here is Benji Roberts, been all over the ice here tonight. Roberts fed it down low, trying to get a return pass out in front. That one broken up by Chi-Hi. And here is Kircher, who wraps it around the wall with 1:16 left to go in the period. Shoveled ahead by the Cards, but they can't clear. Roberts was there to knock it down. Who's going to come up with it? Finally crosses the blue line. Here's Jack. Jack one on three, trying to open up some ice, get some time for his teammates as Chi-Hi was in the midst of a change here. He's got to come back over to Caden Swoboda. The defenseman glides over, takes a shot off the goaltender up and out right there. And the faceoff is going to come in the Memorial zone with 55 seconds left to go in the period.
Biggest faceoff of the game so far. We get an offensive zone faceoff with less than a minute left. If we could pound one here, that would be huge. That's a big dagger at the end of the period to put one home.
Faceoff left wing circle, and Chi High with a clean win. Jackson Hoym skates to the dasher in the far side and leaves it right there for Mason Johnson. Turned and ripped one off Ryberg, and the goaltender somehow dropped that BB off and left it in the left wing corner. A hard shot. Now we've got the puck flying out of the rink here with 39 seconds left to go. So the faceoff at neutral ice.
Just like they drew it up off the faceoff there.
Exactly.
But Ryberg, he's been making saves.
Tough.
Yeah.
Faceoff at neutral. Right at the center dot. And a scramble for it right there. And this one is chugged in by Chi High in the left wing corner. Madsen's there, pressured. Now we'll back away and drop one off the half wall, up the ice, out to neutral with 22 seconds left to go. Here comes Chi High. Across the line is Jackson Hoym. Flipped up, he dropped it on the glove. Memorial, though, in transition. Here are the Aves. Jack Connor on the wall on the near wing in the Chi High zone. And this one is flipped up but not out with 4 seconds left to go. Dropped in by Madsen, but time is going to run out here in the opening period. So no score so far. Chi High all over the Aves here for much of the period. Memorial, like you say, they came back kind of like a boxer who's been hit a few times, came off the ropes, and they looked pretty good there for a few minutes. And Chi High with a flurry at the end, but couldn't get anything past Ryberg.
Yeah, obviously, like we mentioned a couple times, amazing start from Chi High. I think Chi High played their first period of the year.
Yep.
So that was really good to see. Ryberg obviously has been an issue for us so far. Mm-hmm. He's made some really, really acrobatic saves. But, yeah, super physical game as well. I think Chi High has done a good job kind of setting the tone there. Hopefully they can keep that up.
Yeah, no score so far. Got two to play here. Memorial, they've had a few overtime games. In fact, their last game went into double overtime. And both these teams, you know, I'd like to end it in regulation, but both teams used to playing in overtime. We'll see what happens here over the next two periods, but it's been fun so far. No score at Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial so far. Will make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/better together, insured by NCUA. All right, scoreless here at Hobbs Ice Center tonight. Chi High Hockey, the Aves and Cards, and we will return. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/better together. Insured by NCUA.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. EVIV over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, we're scoreless here at Hobbs Ice Center tonight, Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. The 3 and 4 ranked teams in Division One, and as we wait for that second period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So we've seen that quick start by Chi High. So far, no goals for them, but I like the way they came out here right away and put the pressure on Memorial here tonight to see if they can get a goal or two in the first and really tilt the ice in their direction.
Yeah, man, it's tough to come out and play like that and not come away with a couple goals. That's definitely maybe going to be an advantage for Memorial. But like I said, I mean, I don't know what the shot totals were, but I mean, I would have to think it was significantly tilted in our direction. Yep. We had some amazing scoring chances. So I think a big thing this period is going to be getting Ryback moving. You know, yep. A lot of the shots that he saw were from, you know, the shots were from quality areas, but he could see it coming. You yep. know, I'd like to see, you know, a little bit more traffic out front, like I mentioned, you know, maybe try to get our defensemen involved, make it so he's having to look around guys. I think that could be the answer to beating him because he's on tonight.
Anything you can see, you can stop, right?
Yeah, right now, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely he's had more of the saves here tonight and some good quality chances. Chai just has to keep that up here in the second period.
Exactly. Like if they keep playing their game, keep, you know, doing what's been working for them, it's only a matter of time before, you know, we get a lucky bounce and, you know, it's happened. So, I really am looking for the Cardinals to probably keep the same forecheck as they've been doing. Just like I mentioned, just maybe get our defensemen involved in the play a little bit more, and I think that would make a big difference.
Well, the Aves are playing pretty well so far for a team depleted by illness here with the flu bug that came through the team. They probably have half their guys or a quarter of their guys missing here tonight, including one of their top scorers in Mac Diggins, the freshman. So they're hanging in. Just wonder if they can keep that up in the third period.
Yeah, you know, I think the physicality of this game is going to wear on them because who knows who's playing sick, too, you know.
Right, that's
so
true.
It's been a super physical game so far. They've stood the test, you know, they've passed the test so far, but I think as the game goes on, Chi High's depth is just going to wear them down a little bit, especially since they're kind of, you know, sickly, I guess.
All right, after 17, no score here tonight on the Aves home ice in this BRC battle. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. It's ghr-ec.com. And believe it or not, Coop, no penalties in this first period. Memorial in their last game drew 23 minutes of penalties. 23 minutes of University School did not pick up a power play goal against them. But, you know, when you see these two teams, you just think of hard-hitting, rough, in-your-face, in-your-grill hockey.
Yeah, and it has been so far. But honestly, I feel like every single hit on both sides tonight has been just a good, clean check. You know, there's not been a lot of stick penalties or anything like that. Just seems like both teams are playing really hard but clean. And the refs are letting it happen, too. They're not calling a big hit just to call a big hit. They're letting them do it. So
they'll rein it in if they have to later.
Exactly, but they don't really have a reason to. There hasn't been any after the whistle stuff yet, and that's kind of the stuff that'll get you in trouble. So if that stuff starts, hopefully the Cardinals can kind of, you know, stay away from it.
All right, so we are just about ready in a few minutes for the drop of the puck in the second period. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial tonight, no score here at Hobbs. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It set her right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Guys, don't show up with gas station flowers on Valentine's Day. Get the Valentine's Special from Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. A dozen gorgeous roses or mixed flowers professionally arranged in a vase for just $75. Plus, receive a complimentary box of locally made chocolate sea salt caramels. But only for the wise men that order before January 25th. Evie Ivy over flowers, framing, and gifts. Downtown Chippewa Falls. Delivering anywhere in the Chippewa Valley. Call 723-7576 or order now at flowersandframing.com.
It's red versus purple here tonight at Hobbs and Eau Claire. Chi High and Memorial scoreless. Cards trying to put a dent in the Aves BRC record. Eau Claire Memorial at 4-0 on the season in conference. Chi High comes in here at 3-2. And big game. Midway through the season here for both teams.
Yeah, it's always kind of a good thing, you know, to have games like this just like smack dab in the middle of the year, because
right.
It's kind of easy to get stuck in like a routine, you know. Oh, you know.
Yeah, you play some non-conference teams
right.
And just dabble into the conference, and this is a traditional BRC battle here.
Yeah, if this doesn't get you fired up, you're
right.
Playing the wrong sport.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, 17 up on the board. New sheet ice here, and just waiting for the teams to come out of the locker rooms here tonight. We've got buckets on Thursday night. It's McDonald Max at Fall Creek, 6:55 for our pregame show with Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. And then on Friday night, the two schools, a battle in boys basketball, and we'll have it for you. And that'll be at the Birdcage, Chi High hosting Eau Claire Memorial and boys hoops. On Friday night, our next hockey game will be at home. It's a make-good game, but one that was snowed out earlier in the season against Wausau West. That should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's going to be really fun.
West on Monday and Hudson on Thursday of next week.
Yeah, it's a tough week.
Yeah.
Putting it nicely, it's a tough week.
Toughest schedule in the state. And
right.
Week after week after week.
Right. That's fine, though.
Yep.
You know, I think games like that, you learn more and you know, create less bad habits than you would in a game where you really throttle somebody. So
right.
I'm excited. I think, you know, it'll definitely be fun to call those games, Greg, so I'm saying.
Derek Strong at the east end of the building, roughing up the paint here, and it's Ryback for Eau Claire Memorial on the west side. And he'll start out with that same unit out in front of him of Roberts, Pankratz, and Cotter, and the Cards will have the Mason Johnson Jackson Hoym line, and it looks as if Jack is up on this first line here.
I had a feeling.
Jack Bovey inserted for Ethan Foyles, and here we go. Cards drop it in on the left wing side. So you got a couple of seniors and a couple of juniors on this first line. For Scott Parker's Chi High Cards. It's carried out, dropped the length of the ice, and Memorial's got it. Here is Benji Roberts. Roberts moved in, cut off by the Cards, but Chi High can't clear, and it's dropped in the left wing corner. Cards have it right now. Here is Thorpe, hands it off for Jack. Jack scooped up one and sent it ahead, intended for Mason Johnson. Cut off there, and intercepted by Memorial. And back for Gus Thorpe. Sweeps it over for Jack Bowie on the half wall. Turns and launches one up the ice, intended for Reed Post, as he'll come off. Cards in the midst of a change. There's one sent wide of the net. Off the lumber of Derek and into the corner. And it's chipped up. And here comes Chi High in a Memorial territory. Into their offensive zone. Here is Carter Bowie. On the second line, Bovey slammed into the wall, still works it hard, trying to come off the scrum, comes back to the point, and loading one up is Jackson Boland right into the mitt of Reed Ryback. Got to get a little more traffic, maybe a little down
right.
Lower
exactly.
In the zone. Huh?
I was just about to say, yep, that's a shot there where if you know you're wide open, you're not going to score from the point. Shoot for pads, look for a rebound. It's really not that hard to do.
Madsen and Vaki, the defenseman right here. So a little change defensively in the pair. Here is Boland. Banks it off the wall for the Cards. Into the right wing elbow. Who's going to come out with it? And it's loose and picked up by the Aves. Coming up the ice is Onneman. Blake Onneman was worked into the wall. Came off the puck, and this one sent into the zone, deep in the zone, and back of Strong. It moves from left to right. Launched out, but touched him, Aves player, on the breakout pass right there. So that'll stop play here with 15:13 left to go in the period.
Another good start to the period by the Cards. Like I said, you know, the game kind of is settled in now.
Yep,
it has.
You get your early flurry.
Right.
Unfortunately, didn't get anything out of it offensively, didn't get some points out of it, but still a scoreless game here, and Chi-High looking good so far here in the second period. Slammed hard into the wall. Down low was Brett Krista, but he pops right back up again, and once again, the puck floats into the Aves bench, and we'll have the faceoff in the Chi-High zone a couple of minutes into the second period. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. See them on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Back to the point. Madsen with a one-timer. And the stop made. Settled down there by Derek Strong. He'll hang on for the faceoff.
Looks like we're getting a line change here for the Cards.
Brett Carlson coming on. And here is Jack. It looks as if line's going to get shuffled here a little bit again, huh?
Yep.
Jack Bovey, Jackson LeMay.
They're pushing Jack Bovey pretty hard. it's like he's playing really well tonight or something.
Yeah, I guess so. I think so far he is.
Oh, yeah.
Back to action here. Cards have it on the breakout try here on the half wall. And here comes Jack right now. The aforementioned Jack Bovey has got it right behind the cage. Moves from left to right. Opens up some space. Bovey is dropped, and there's our first penalty of the night. It's going to be a trip call right here.
Yep. But he hit him right in the numbers, really. Jack Bovey turned and tried to cut back, and just pinned him right in the numbers, right against the wall, I guess, tripping.
Pancratz is going to sit kind of wrong place at the wrong time, right, so to speak, for number 10 for Eau Claire Memorial. So the Cards on the power play, it's picked up. We went from basically a 0% power play. We're up to 16.7 and improving. Here's Reed Post. Memorial on the kill is 100% so far this season. Not bad for halfway through. Cards playing catch. Quarterback out here is Gus Thorpe. They drop it down low for Jackson Hoym. Back to Thorpe. Looks it over. Fires a shot. That one ricocheted off the glass hard and came out. Thorpe has to chase it down deep in his own zone. Lots of room there for the freshman defenseman who glides ahead, weaves his way into the zone. He's going to carry it coast to coast. Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in. The first mistake for Reed Ryback. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot. It may have surprised the senior goaltender for the Aves. Came off his glove and just ricocheted into the net.
Just trickled in.
You could almost see Ryberg watch it go in there.
It was like in slow motion. I almost jumped out of the booth to go try to push it in. I don't think he saw it coming, and Gus Thorpe has a heavy shot, as we all know, and I think it just kind of almost went through him. But great play. Cards up 1-0.
2:58 for number 18 for the Cards, and Gus has got his third goal of the year, his 16th point of the season. And Chi-High leads this one by a 1-0 count. The hard work has paid off so far. Here's Jack Bovey, lost an edge, went down, still able to get a piece of it into the right wing corner in the Aves zone. Now it's backed out. Here comes Memorials. It's pushed up the ice, but this is a long stretch pass that they don't connect on, and there's an icing call right there. So Gus Thorpe, the elite freshman defenseman, comes up. And like you say, he's got quite a shot there.
Yeah, like I mentioned last game, he just makes it look so easy. It's like, how are you only a freshman doing that?
Check his birth certificate or something, huh?
Yeah.
13:31 left to go, second period. Chi-High up 1-0. And the face-off in the Aves zone. Scramble four right there. And a quick shot by Ethan Foyles as he turned and ripped one to the cage. And Ryback made the save. Back to the point. Cards can't hold it in. And here comes Memorial. A feed ahead for Benji Roberts. He can't control. Chi High has got it on the half boards. Now it's kicked around. Broken stick right there. The Aves forward broke his stick. That's Jack Connor, lost his lumber and has to race to the bench to get a replacement here. Chi High into the zone. They walk it ahead here. That's Jackson Hoyne, then lost it. Loose out at neutral ice, pushed ahead, and Ethan Foyles passed it to nobody right there, and Memorial's got it here. This is Benji Roberts. Cut off between a couple of Cardinals. Take it off the puck, and we've got an offsides call right here against Memorial. As Benji Roberts was in the zone, thought he was roughed up a little bit, looking for a call, didn't get it. This one banked off the corner, and Memorial tries to backhand one. A wraparound on the backhand try. It's loose out in front. Cards need a clear. They'll get it right here. They'll take the icing. Kind of wheels came off there, broke down for a few seconds, and we were in danger territory right there, Coop.
Yeah, our wings and our defensemen were just nowhere to be found on that one. Bolin got caught up high, and then he just neglected to get back in time, and we got very, very lucky on that one.
Card still up 1-0, 12:15 left to go here in the second. Face-off to the blocker side of Derek Strong. The hard around right there, held at the point. One-timer on net by Byrne. The defense with Dylan Byrne. And that one got all the way to the goaltender. Strong had to make the save. It's pitched out by Chi High right here. Memorial on the breakout try from their own zone. Nice back check there by Carter Bobey. Spins it down in the right wing corner. Reed post. Loads up a check. And keeps a Memorial player off the puck. And Memorial on the breakout right there. But Carter Bobey again with a nice back check. Over to Lindy. Ezra Lindstrom's got it in the right wing corner. Bounced around between the legs of a couple of Memorial players. Who's going to come up with it? Tapped aside. And this one will float back to neutral ice. And Carter Bobey will launch it off the backhand and then head to the bench for a rest. Brett Carlson's in there, races to the puck, but Memorial's there first, wrapped around the boards for Dylan Byrne. And Chi High trying to cut it off, overskated there by Jack Bobey, and he has to retreat to get on sides. Fired into the left wing corner by Carlson, picked up by the Aves. Walks across the wall, but Chi High is there to pick it off. And a one-timer from the point. Jack Bobey scoops it up in the left-wing corner. Bobey's got it right now. Stops. Gets away from the shadow of the Eau Claire Memorial player on him. And this one tapped out in front. Right into Ryback. And some jawboning going on right here behind the goaltender.
He better take them both.
Between the Aves, Dylan Byrne. Yeah, I think Jack Bobey was caught up in that as well. And let's see if they'll take both guys here. Well, it wasn't Bobey. It was Jackson LeMay.
That's a poor call. He should have took them both for roughing. If he's going to call the after-the-whistle stuff, he should take them both because that's not at all, not all right. That's what Coach Bob Thorpe is arguing, and he's right.
Yeah, it just seemed to be equal blame for both players.
If you're going to start calling the stuff after the whistle like that, you need to take them both or it's pointless.
Yep.
All he did was crash the net hard, and the guy hacked him, so he hacked him back. You take them both. It's that simple.
All right, 10:45 left to go, second period. Now the Cards on the kill right here. Comes in at 91.7 on the kill. Memorial with a terrific power play at 44.4%. That is astronomical. And the Aves have it right here. This is Byrne. Gets it over for Madsen. His one-timer floats over the crossbar. Ricochets off the glass. And the Cards able to get there first and clear with 1:37 left to go here in the power play. Here is Dylan Byrne again. Byrne weaves his way up, feeds it off to Madsen on the wide side. Madsen brought it in, and there's a potential offside. He's got to get back on sides. Nice work there by Carter Bobey, who held Madsen up at the blue line, and the big defenseman lost the puck. Back for Byrne now. They set up inside the zone. Over to Madsen, tipped aside, but Madsen able to scoop it up. Back to Byrne in the high slot right along the blue stripe. over on the near side for Roberts and nearly lost it again. Roberts comes in, fires one, blocked out in front, but ricochets right back to Manson. Here's Memorial sweeping it toward the net was Jack Connor. It went wide and bounced out of the corner. And a centering pass right there by Pankratz. We're down to 45 seconds left to go, but the Cards need a clear right here. To Roberts, back to Pankratz in the corner. Back to Roberts, high slot, the one-timer there by Byrne, and thumped off into the corner, but scooped up by Manson. Back to Byrne, back to Manson, a shot, and that one hit off traffic and ricocheted out of the corner, but Memorial still controls here on this power play. 20 seconds left to go. Here's Byrne right along the blue line in the Chi High zone and finally tipped out by the Cards, but not very deep. Let's see if they can get a guy to the bench, and they do. That's Mason Johnson who goes off, and Jack Bobby will replace him. This one set all the way down, and the Cards caught a break there. Memorial trying to use that stretch pass at the end of the power play. And did they have any time left in the power play?
No, it was I'm sure they're going to argue that they did, but they didn't. I watched it click off.
It was just at the end of the power play. I think that's why they thought, well, we won't get the call here. But
great kill.
Yeah.
A couple huge saves from Derek Strong.
8:45, back to 5-on-5 hockey here. And the faceoff in the Abe zone. Cards attack it. Here's Jack Bobby. Lost it there, and it's going to be picked up by Kircher. And the hard around right there, and a good save by Krista. Along the half wall in the zone. Pitched into the left wing corner right there by Jackson LeMay. LeMay's going to help come in and help out Jack Bobby, but it's going to be sent to the forward on the near side by Memorial and cleared out to center. Banked off the wall there by Krista, trying to hit the tape of Jackson LeMay, and Memorial will fire it up the ice, but that's an icing call right here against the Aves. 8:07 left to go in the period. Things are starting to heat up here a little bit again.
I've got some stars written down.
Okay.
We can talk about this between periods, but super impressed with a handful of Chi High players tonight.
Okay. Keep that handy.
We'll talk about it.
8:07 left to go. Second period. Face off. Blocker side of Ryback. And here is Chi High on the move. It's Reed Post in the corner. Post gets out of the check, but the puck floats over on the near side for the Aves. They'll work it into the zone. Here is Karnitz into the right wing corner. He is bodied up in the corner, and this one ricochets over to Moser for Memorial. A scrum and back of Derek Strong, pushed up the wall and out. Here comes Chi High onto the tape of Reed Post. Post's got a big body, not the fastest wheels out there, but he keeps that puck shadowed. And Post is going to come off on the line change right here. Players were yelling at him because the puck came loose right in his spot. Here comes Karnitz for Eau Claire Memorial. Big kid, Karnitz into the Chi High zone with the takeaway. The Cards moving up the ice into the Aves zone, just a few feet inside the blue stripe with 7 minutes left to go. There's the pickoff by Memorial. That's Benji Roberts. Sends it into the right wing corner for Nick Madsen. Madsen, the defenseman, will jump in, and he is pinned against the dasher down low. And Chi High's got it with 6:45 left to go, second period. Cards up 1-0 on the Gus Thorpe goal early here in the second period. Chi High able to work it up the ice, but they can't clear. And it comes back into the left wing corner for Caden Swoboda. Swobes is down there, looks it over, moves it up the ice for Chi High. They get it to Jackson Hoym. Got midway up the boards, but then had it pushed off his stick. And it's loose in behind Derek Strawn. Cards have it right here. And there's the kickoff escape. And Ottoman's got it for Eau Claire Memorial. Abe's in the midst of a change, so he didn't have a whole lot of help out there in the ice. It's in the right wing corner in the Chi High zone with 6 minutes left to go here in the period. Can the Cards clear? Abe's keeping in at the point and finally comes out. And this one's going to be thrown down the ice by Jackson Hoym. He was out of gas and just had to clear the puck and take the whistle right here.
That was a smart icing there. We got the puck out of the zone finally. They got us pinned down a little bit. That
happened. Spent a lot of time at our end of the ice here. 5:52 left to go here in the second period on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Greg and Coop here at Hobbs. Awesome Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios. And this one is cycled around the boards by Gus Thorpe. Comes back to the point. Eau Claire Memorial with a two bouncer in on Strong. And the Aves trying to set something up behind the cage. It comes back to the point now. And hammered in right there by Dylan Byrne. This one's going to be thrown back high in the zone, up and out. And Eau Claire Memorial will sizzle this one back in the Chi-High zone. Gus Thorpe avoids the check. He's going to race around the boards himself and clear out to center ice. 5:15 left to go in the period. Cards have it come off Reed Post glove into the zone. Now they have to touch up and get on sides here. And finally deep in the Aves zone, but they have plenty of space right there with Post coming off. Here's Chi-High, gets organized at the blue line, comes in, a one-timer on net, off the blocker of Ryback, and he angles that one to the boards on the far side. Krista holds it at the blue line, swept in a little deeper by Lindstrom, and this one's going to be popped back out by Eau Claire Memorial with 4:40 left to go. Gathered in right there by Thorpe. Hands off to his defensive partner, Krista, and he'll gun one into the right wing corner. It's going to come all the way around to the near wall. And a shot right there, by Mason Johnson as he was coming through, took the feed from the corner, and it just went wide. Here's Johnson right now, harassed as he went into the corner, and it's Hoym who's got it. Fed it off to Johnson. Now it's going to come around on the near wall. At the point, Jackson Boland goes back, holds the zone. Here's Chi-High with a chance. Here's a one-timer. Oh, it goes in. Mason Johnson up the elevator on the near side, over the right shoulder, right back to make it 2-0. Beautiful feed off the wall, and 2-0 Chi-High.
That one will be on the news later. Looks like they got it right there.
Got News 18 right next to us.
And it should be.
Got that one.
That was a heck of a shot. He just straight up beat Ryback. So that was a pretty fun goal to watch. Two rip.
Wow. Mason Johnson for Chi-High. Second leading scorer on the team, is 22nd point. Ninth goal of the year. Minutes exactly of the second. It was Mason Johnson from Jackson Hoym, and 2-0 Chi-High. Couple of nice goals so far here tonight. Gus Thorpe and Mason with the second tally, and the Cards up by a deuce. Still a lot of time to play here. 3:34 left to go, second period. This one bounces up high in the air off a stick, taken away by Jack Bulmy, and he turned and laid a soft one in on Ryback, hoping for somebody floating down low for Chi-High. It's turned back up the ice by Eau Claire Memorial. Tracked down right there by Jackson Boland, who came in. Boland had it swept off his stick, and Eau Claire Memorial on the counter right here. Aves come in. There's a shot by Ottoman, and swallowed up by Derek Strong with 3:03 left to go in the second. Yeah, somehow I don't think 2-0's going to cut it here, perhaps, here tonight.
No.
We got to maybe get another goal or two here.
It'd be nice to get two.
Second period counted down. 3:03 left to go here in the second stanza. Face off in the Cards zone. Clean win there by Memorial. Flipped toward the net, or at least a try there by Benji Roberts. And kind of misfired a little bit on it as it floats into the right wing corner in the Chi-High zone. Sam Abear's got it for the Cards. Here's Chi-High marching out of their own zone to feed the repost. Nice catch right there. Turns, fires one into the right wing corner. A purpose pass right there. Post has got it. Centers up. Nobody there wearing red. And Memorial clears out of there into the ice. Here's Jack Connor, moves it up for Dylan Byrne, the defenseman jumping right in. Byrne with a chance, but he was bodied out of the slot area. And they pushed him into the left wing corner, and Chi-High counters up here Carter Bobey has had a nice second period. Comes in and floats one in behind Ryback. Here's Memorial. Strong pass out of the zone off the wall, and Foyles has got it right here for Chi High. Tipped ahead here for Thorpe, who's already got a goal here tonight. Thorpe centering pass right there for Jackson Hoyt. Turns and rips one wide of the cage into the left wing corner. Here's another centering pass. Going down, trying to tee one up is Jackson Hoyt, and just disrupted at the last second. A player got a piece of his stick. Nice keep right there, though, by Brett Krista as he climbed a few feet inside the blue line on a hard exit pass. Here's Chi High with a chance and a win in! Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoyt. Hoyt on the helper in the last goal. He gets the tally right here, and number 8 has made it 3-0.
Oh, my gosh, is he ever something. He just finds ways to score. I mean, he had like 3 chances on that shift. It was only a matter of time before he found the back of the net.
15-32 of the second period, and Jackson Hoyt will pick up his 15th goal of the season, his team-leading 25th point. And he was right at the hash marks between the circles and just teed one up right there. Well, the same combo. Hoyt from Johnson. Last time it was Johnson from Hoyt. I like it. Here comes Jack Bobey. 3-0 Chi High as the Cards now really starting to shake and bake here tonight at Hobbs. Here is Caden Swoboda, and that one tipped up through the bench, Chi High bench, and out of play. Came off an Abe's player, so it's going to be inside the Memorial Zone. 1:03 left to go. Wish we had shots here tonight. They don't put them up on the board, but we do have the important statistic, and that's a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares what the shots are, you know?
Here's a face-off. Glove side, or should say blocker side, for Ryback, and Memorial able to clear out of their own zone. Scramble for it out in the center circle, and backpedaling is Gus Thorpe. He's got it. Thorpe lost an edge and gives it up for Byrd for Memorial, and Byrd comes in and scores. Well, it's 3-1. Gus Thorpe lost an edge on the wall, the far wall. And Byrd had nobody in front of him and skated to the hole.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. And I guarantee you Gus Thorpe will get that one back. It's only a matter of time. Gus is a great player. Everybody makes mistakes. And luckily we got that cushion like we were talking about, Greg.
Yeah, that third goal is huge now.
Right.
3-1. Dylan Byrd with the goal. That's the second of the season. And his 15th point of the year to make it 3-1. Yeah, just one of those things. I mean, Gus Thorpe is a phenomenal freshman defenseman.
Great.
Just lost an edge right there on the wall. And unfortunately, Byrd had plenty of space and lots of time to put it past Derek Strong. 18 seconds as we tick it down here in the closing moments of the second period. Puck caught up in the Abe zone. Now we're down to 10 seconds. Memorial's got it. They lift it up and out. And Chi High corrals it at their own blue line as we tick it down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will do it. So, a very fun second period here.
Oh, super fun. Like I mentioned, I got a lot of stars written down here. I just want to take a second to talk about Jackson LeMay and the impact he has had on this game, because he has created more scoring chances tonight than he probably has all year.
Yeah.
Just impressive. He's a problem for the Memorial defensemen. It doesn't seem like they have an answer for him or Jack Bobey, really. That line has just been lights out, and then another one is Carter Bobey.
Yeah, I thought Carter played really well in that second period.
So strong.
Got pushed down a line, but, you know, he's not letting that bother him. He's coming out playing
hard. I'm sure he's using that as fuel.
Yep.
And it's been really fun to watch him tonight. I think it's only a matter of time before he finds the back of the net.
Yeah, and Jack Bobey, he looks possessed here tonight.
He does.
He's been playing double shifts. And he is all over the ice.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you know, he's got something from Drew. Drew will pass it along.
Yeah,
I don't know,
maybe.
But it's
he's
fun to watch.
Playing for Drew here
tonight.
Yeah. Well, 3-1 our count as we head towards the second period. We'll continue our coverage. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo Radio. We will be back.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
All the scoring here in the second period for the game. It's 3-1 Chi High. The Cards had a 3-0 lead before a little misstep there by the defenseman and for Chi High, Gus Thorpe, and just lost an edge. And it was Dylan Byrne who scored, had just nobody in front of him and scored at 16-14 of the second. So it's 3-1. Still some time for Eau Claire Memorial to come back, but Cards could you know, have a little bit of insurance, and they're still playing well, playing hard, and so far Chi High's had a better of it here tonight. So as we wait for the third period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sue and I were at Hy-Vee over the weekend, and just a very pleasant place to shop. Beautiful store, clean aisles, and very friendly people. I mean, at every department, the folks go out of their way to be friendly and helpful. All right, so what do you think? Got lots of action. We talked about some of the kids that really stepped up here tonight. Heading to the third period, be nice to get one early here and get that insurance back.
Yeah, I think if the Cardinals get one more unanswered, it'll be a dagger. But that's not a given. So we're going to do that. I think we're going to have to get really gritty this period. So far, it's been a super physical game. I'm kind of expecting Memorial to kind of start packing the middle a little bit more, trying to keep everybody to the outside. So I'm kind of expecting that, which means we're going to have to get a lot of guys in the paint, kind of start chipping away at it.
I think that's dirty down low.
Right. I really think that's how Chi High is going to score their next goal. I would be surprised if there isn't, because Memorial is going to go into kind of protect mode here at some point. Don't let them score anymore, and that's usually what happens. So, but it's going to be a really exciting period. Should be back and forth. It's been a great game so far.
Yeah, we've seen some very nice plays
on both sides.
Excellent hockey. And just been a load of fun here. Round one with Memorial so far this year. We'll get them later in the year at our place, just before the playoffs here. But Chi High trying to take this one home and win for the first time in a couple of years against Memorial.
Yeah, to win in this building is very difficult. We haven't done it very many times. I don't know if we've ever beat them here. Have we?
Yeah, I think we have, but it's been a few years.
It's been a few years, sure. Yeah. So I think to come out with a W tonight will be a huge confidence booster going into Thursday. So,
yeah, absolutely. All right, well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CBOSM.com/WOGO. CBOSM.com/WOGO. We've had Gus Thorpe with a goal here tonight. And then the Mason Johnson-Jackson Hoym combo a couple of times. Johnson got the first, Hoym the second goal of the pair. And Chi High is up 3-1 as we head towards the third. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area.
Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
About a minute away from face-off here in the third period, and Chi High is up 3-1 on Eau Claire Memorial. Got the first three goals of the night, and then Memorial scored Dylan Byrne just in the waning seconds of the second period to make it 3-1. High school buckets on Thursday. It's the McDonald boys basketball team against Fall Creek, and then Memorial and Chi High will meet in boys basketball on Friday night. We'll have that for you. The Thursday night max game, 6:55 pregame, same time for Mark Halverson on Friday night as he brings you Eau Claire Memorial at Chi High and buckets. Our next hockey game will be Monday night against Wausau West. Always a tough program.
Oh, yeah. Over
there,
that's
going to
be an awesome game.
And
awesome.
Then we've got girls hockey on Tuesday. Mikhail Hogan will join me for that one. And that is Hudson at home against CFM. And then Thursday night, speaking of Hudson, it's the Raiders coming to town. We'll have that for you next Thursday.
Yep.
Chi High and Hudson.
Yep.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
That's a tough schedule.
That is a tough schedule. Man, Greg, we're gonna be busy.
I know. That is for sure. This hockey team, you know, you think about the amount of games that they've had. We've had some snow cancellations and makeup games and that kind of thing. This team has been on the run all season long.
Yeah, and it always seems to kind of get that way at some point, but it just seems like it kind of came a little earlier this year than it usually does. So, but, you know, they're young. I think
young
they're
legs
up to the task.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think I would want to do that anymore. But
yeah, me either, for sure. All right, Memorial and Chi High on the ice. They're sets of five here. The goaltenders at their respective ends of the ice here. Derek Strong back on the west side and Reed Ryback to our right. Getting things roughed up in the paint. And 17 up on the board here. Well, fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. Of course, we're talking the Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Alley. I think it'll be very important for Chi High to come out of here out of the gate quickly. Don't let Memorial draw this one to 3-2.
Exactly, yeah. We got a two-goal lead, but that's, Coach Parker always says, that's the worst lead in hockey.
Yeah.
So
that's the old hockey axiom.
Yep.
Here we go, face-off at center, and Memorial wins the draw to open up the third period. Back to Madsen, looks cross-ice for Benji Roberts, and Roberts was tied up by a Cards player, and it's loose in behind the net. Fed over on the near wing to Caden Swoboda. Looks up the ice, looking for Ethan Foyles is back on this top line again. Foyles has been up and down tonight. And he's back with Johnson and Hoym. Swept into the corner by the Cards and quickly coming off the ice is Jackson Hoym. Replacing him is Brett Carlson. Carlson trying to get to the rubber, but can't reach it in time. Memorial into the Chi-High zone. Picked off there. Swoboda looks up the ice, and that one tipped off a stick out to neutral and picked up by Nick Madsen, who came in. And we've got a puck that flew up in behind Derek Strong and up and out of play here. 16-10, just underway here in the third. That next goal here, Coop, is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
for either team.
Right, that'll be a deciding factor, you know, for sure.
Back to Madsen at the point. Steps up a couple of feet. Feathers one into the left wing corner, and it comes around on the half wall. It's going to be stopped at the blue line. Far side by the Abes defensively. That's Vaki, who dropped it into the mitt of Strong, and he'll hang on to that as he had a clear view of as it came in. 15:53 left to go here in the second period.
All old Abes in these first 2 minutes here.
Yep.
So hopefully Cards can turn around.
Lindstrom is going to take the drop against Kunert for Memorial, and the Abes will wing this one into the right wing corner. There's the pick, though, for Chi-High. And they tried the breakout pass and into the skates of post, so it ricochets back deep in the Chi-High zone. There's Carter Bowby trying to jam it off the wall. He can't clear. Memorial standing up strong at the blue line, and it's going to come out of the tape of Sam Hebert. Hebert squirrels this one into the right wing corner and got some off-wing help right there. Gus Thorpe feeds it to Reed Post, and they clear out, but we had couple of players caught up in the corner, and let's see what's going on here. Penalties? Nope, no penalties.
I don't think so.
Okay. Might have touched a Chi-High player in the bench area and out of play. 15:22 left to go, third period. 3-1 count for Chi-High. Looking to wipe the goose egg off Memorial's BRC record. They're 4-0 coming in here tonight. That one along the wall, up and out, and here comes the Cards. Walking it in is Andrew Johnson, but an offside call as Johnson fumbled the football as he came in here into the zone, and that caused the offsides. 15:07 left to go, third period at the dot outside the Abe's defensive zone. Nice win right there for the Cards, and sent in by Chi-High's Caden Swoboda. Wrapped around the wall, but it's going to be dumped all the way down by Memorial, and that will draw the icing call here. So a big offensive zone faceoff here for Chi-High. Be a nice to win this one.
Yeah,
get a clean look at Ryback.
This would be a huge, huge draw.
Faceoff to our right wing circle. Cards win the draw, but Memorial steals it away. And it's wrapped around the boards by Pankratz, looking for some help on the wide side there. And a scrum develops in the corner. This one's going to be backhanded around the boards. Chi-High holds it at the blue line. And a shot right there by Ethan Foyles. Slammed hard into one of the Abe's players. Foyles tracks it down. There's a centering pass. And just about onto the stick of the Cards forward as he came in, and it's all the way down, carried back into the Chi-High zone by Memorial. Cut off as Memorial came in, and it came off a skate of Jack Connor and glanced back out to neutral ice. So Memorial has to set it back up again. Here is Chi-High. Lead pass right there for Jackson LeMay. Turned and tried to push it ahead, but Memorial came up with the puck for a moment. Clears it back out to center, but here comes Chi-High again. Carlson leaves it in the corner in the Abe's defensive zone. A battle on the half wall there with Jack Bowlby, and this is going to chip back up right onto the stick of Krista. It's out of neutral ice. Here is Thorpe, who tried to dangle it between his legs. Lost the puck, and Memorial on the attack again. Into the corner is Colin Bill. With the intercept, Chi-High has it right now. And this is Jack Bowie, 13:25 left to go, third period. Colby patiently waits. Now hands off for Thorpe. Gus comes up to the blue line. Lays one into the left wing corner. Ryback stops it there for his D. And Burns got it for Eau Claire Memorial. Clears it out to center. Trying to kick it down was Jackson LeMay, but he couldn't control. LeMay in the back check, but we got a penalty coming up on Chi High. I'm not sure if LeMay is going to get it or not, but the Aves player went down on the hold or trip there.
I think Lindstrom is going to get the gate on that one. Okay. He pretty much tackled him.
Lindy will sit for two, and Memorial trailing by two will have the power play, their second of the night.
This is obviously a pretty big kill for Chi High here.
Yep. 13:03. I mean, boy, you talk about a goal here for Memorial, and everything will change. Cards looked like they were starting to run away with it with a 3-0 lead. Then a mistake late in the second period made it 3-1. And now Memorial with a power play. And at 44.4% of the man advantage coming in here, they are deadly on the power play. Here is Bird over on the right side for Benji Roberts. Fanned on it. Still found it. Picked it back up. Over to Byrne at the blue line. To Roberts. Now to Madsen. Madsen scoots up. That one stumped off the pants. And oh, it just missed. That was Pankratz who came in and just launched one wide of the cage. Back over to Roberts. To Madsen. Finds some time and space. Launches a wrist shot. Came hard off the blocker of Strong, and back to number 10, Gabe Pankratz with a shot through traffic. Flagged down there by the Cards' Mason Johnson. Turns it around the boards, but he can't clear. A minute 12 left to go. Here is Madsen again, looking for a corner, and the Cards desperately need a clear. It comes to the blue line. They do work it out, and fortunately at this end of the ice, we're near our bench here, Coop, and that helps.
That's a game changer right there.
Here is Chi High, some fresh players out there. Jack Bowlby scooting up the ice along with Jackson LeMay. Bowlby trying to clear the Aves defense. He saw LeMay starting to head up the ice, but he couldn't get the puck to him, and he'll back off now. Being a player down, 35 seconds to go on the power play. Here comes Memorial. They throw it in. That's Benji Roberts. Roberts kind of quarterback in the power play now, along with Madsen. Madsen hands it off to Roberts over on the right wing side. There's the pick right there by Jackson LeMay near the end of the shift for LeMay and Jack Bowlby. So they'll scoot off, and we're down to 9 seconds left to go in the Aves power play. Long stretch pass. They got in behind Thorpe, but Gus gets back, drops the player down, and the player loses his stick. That was Blake Oneman. Or pardon me, that's Colin Bill. And Thorpe just kind of took his stick and threw it out, but no call there. And that'll do it for the power play.
Yeah, that was a great kill. A huge play by Jackson LeMay and Gus Thorpe to end that power play.
10:42. Let's see if we can get it turned around here with a goal for Chi High. Abe sent it in. Icing's going to be waved off. Here is Caden Swoboda. Looks up the ice. Works it off to his left for Carter Bowlby. Now on the near wing, here is Jackson Boland just into the zone. Boland over to Jackson Hoym. Hoym there, and it's a pass down low for Jackson Boland. And he was right there on the right post all by himself, and he buried it to make it 4-1.
Yeah, what a play by Carter Bowlby. Just shaking people off, and then to have the composure to make a perfect pass backdoor to Jackson Boland, who found a nice little soft spot and was able to just tap it home.
Crowd from Chi High starting to give the raspberries to Memorial. 6:42, the time of the goal here in the third period, and Jackson Boland with the goal. That's his first of the season. And a bigger one you won't find right there. Nice insurance for Chi High. Carter Bowlby with the assist. And it's 4-1, Chi High. That's that insurance. Still not sure if it's quite enough yet. We'll take one more. That might do it here.
Yeah.
But at least we're deep in the third period.
Exactly.
9:59 left to go in the third. That was that huge next goal, and we got it.
Yeah, that's the one I was saying. That's probably going to be the dagger. Hopefully I'm right.
Yeah. 9:59 left to go. And the face-off in the Chi High zone, jammed on the wall, and the Cards exit their own into the ice. Here they come again, looking for a fifth, and that one is smothered by Ryback as it came in. The shot taken right there by Jackson LeMay.
You know, Jack Bovey's play reminds me, like, eerily of Jordan Steinman's tonight.
Yeah.
Just the way he carries himself.
Thing.
Yeah.
Very same thing. Prolific scorer for Chi High. And Jack's got the same kind of wheels, same kind of moves. Here we go. Into the zone. Chi High trying to hold it here. And it's going to pop out. And Gus Thorpe has to track it down in his own zone. Thorpe with some space. Moves his way up the ice. Gets to the blue line. Lays one into the left wing corner and tries to chase it down himself, or at least body the Memorial player, which he does. Abe's have it, works it hard off the dasher, back up and out, but Chi High is right there. That's Krista. Here is Brett, backs off, now skates up the ice himself. Krista looks up, throws one into the right wing corner. Reed Post tracks it down, centering pass, nobody there for the good guys, and Memorial's got it right here. This is Blake Ottoman, comes in, tries to go high over the shoulder of Derek Strong, but a little too high that time. Ricocheted hard off the window, up and out and all the way down with 8:50 left to go, third period. Memorial's got it. Here they come. It is Byrne. The defenseman's got great hands, weaves his way up the ice, finds some space right there, moves in, centering pass. But Chi High is there to cut it off, and here is Carter Bovey. Quickly up the ice. Bowie in the left wing corner. Pushed aside. And this one's going to come loose for Benji Roberts for Memorial. Roberts peels it off the fence. And an icing call right here with 8:21 left to go. And we'll have the offensive zone drop for Chi High right here.
I thought they were going to wave off that icing for a second.
You called it.
Yeah.
I told the folks downstairs you'd make all the calls up here. So you got it, buddy. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 4-1 Chi High lead here on a Tuesday night at Hobbs Ice Center. 8:16 and counting left to go, third period. It's inside the zone, and here's a shot by Mason Johnson to walk to the hole. And Ryback somehow got a piece of that rubber and sent it off into the left wing corner. Now the Abes come in, an offsides call here, delayed call. That gives Chi High some room, and Jackson LeMay takes the feed and throws one wide of the net. He was harassed as he came in, and Memorial will change the pace right here, and they work it back to the Chi High zone. Thrown in by Madsen. He's got to come off for the change. And here comes Gus Thorpe. 7:38 left to go. Thorpe to the blue line. Lost it. Picks it back up again. Skate stop right there in the zone. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson left it down low. This one wraps around the boards from left to right. And on the forecheck, Chi High able to keep it pinned in deep. Now it comes to Thorpe. Thorpe drops it back. And that one tapped into the right wing corner, but I guess it came just out, so we have the delayed call offsides on Chi High. 7:05 left to go, third period. Cards up 4-1. Here is Benji Roberts. Stopped, tried to lay it back for Jack Connor, and it still is inside the zone. Cut off now by Chi High, and here is Carlson. Makes it off the wall, intended for Jack Bovey. Just behind him, and Memorial goes the other direction. Big rebound left there, and a thumper on Derek Strong, but cleaned up by the Cards. And here comes Reed Post all by himself. Post worked his way through a couple of Abes and couldn't beat the third, and finally gets some support right here with 6:29 left to go, third period. This one dribbles back out again, and Chi High is right there at the center stripe to dump it in. 6:19 and counting left to go, third period. Time winded down for the Aves. They're looking for that long home run pass, but here's an icing call on such a play right here. And we'll have the faceoff in the Memorial zone. So you can see a little desperation starting to creep in here for Memorial.
Right, you're starting to see them kind of float that wing and look for that long bomb pass. They haven't hit it yet. Our defensemen have done a really good job floating back. But look for that to continue and also maybe to pull the goalie kind of early here.
Czech Law Office fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Czech. And the Czech Law Office making you part of the team. Chi High up 4-1. 6 minutes exactly left to go. Third period. Greg and Coop here at Hobbs Ice Center. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO Communication Center. And it is Mason Johnson shielding that puck as he came along the half wall. And Johnson's got it right now. Backpedals, leaves it at the point. Takes a return pass, couldn't quite handle it, and it comes in on Ryback, and he'll stop it right there as Ethan Foyles stumbled and fell on the Abe's goaltender, and Ryback didn't like that at all, pushed him off. Players talk a little bit down there, but everything's going to be okay. 5:35 left to go. Nobody wants to draw a penalty here.
No kidding. This is about the worst time to take a penalty.
Got to be careful what you say and what you do.
Right. I think earlier in the game that probably turned into a big scrum, but everybody knows that this is not the time for that.
5:35 on the clock. 4-1 lead for Chi High. And the faceoff to the stick side of Ryback. Jack Bovey took the draw, but the Cards couldn't control the zone. And Carlson's just going to backpedal, take some time off the clock here. Looked up the ice, tried to feed Jack Bovey. Now they get it to Pankratz into the zone. Gabe comes down. Wrist shot goes wide. Cards are there. They got a couple of players on the puck here. Jack Bovey into the fray along with Jackson Boland. And Boland's going to carry it out. Goes cross ice for Carlson. He'll send one in, and I'm sure Scott Parker said keep the shift short here. Huh?
Exactly, yep.
So Carlson comes off on a change. And it's an offsides call right there as Jack Connor fanned on it just as he was coming into the zone for Memorial. So the Cards catch a break. They're starting to make a line change with 4:50 left to go and a 4-1 lead. So that'll stop play here. Face off at the dot outside the Cards defensive zone. Chi High. Here comes Carter Bowlby, beats the D and scores! Carter Bowlby! A miscue by Memorial. Bowlby went 5-hole on a soft one through the legs of Ryback to make it 5-1, and that should do it.
That was a very, very well-deserved goal. I mentioned
He earned that one tonight, didn't he?
I mentioned it, that it was only a matter of time before he found the back of the net tonight. He played an amazing hockey game, and that was a heck of a nice goal. Hats off to Carter Bovey.
CB with the goal right there. Carter's third of the year. And that makes it 5-1, and that should do it for Chi High. 4.5 left to go. And the old ball game here. Memorial comes in. Madsen trying to wipe the goose egg off right there. The defenseman jumped in, and he's throwing the body all over the place here. And Memorial scoops it up in the left-wing corner. They bank it off the wall over to Byrne. Tries to shake and bake out there. Post was on him. And this one comes along the goal line. And the net pushed off its moorings. And that'll stop play. And you can see there's some frustration building here for Memorial. A player like Nick Madsen's got elite talent, frustrated with what's going on here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. They've just had a really tough time with this Cardinal group tonight. As elite as they are, they didn't have much of an answer tonight. And I think that they're kind of letting that go in some negative ways.
4:02 left to go in the hockey game here. Face off in the Chi High zone. That one pushed up against the wall. But Pankratz has got it for Memorial. Now they send it back to Kircher for the Aves into the corner. Here is Pankratz. Tries to dig it off the wall. Worked through some traffic right there. And Jackson Boland's got it for the Cards. They finally clear out of their own zone. That's Ethan Foyles who tried to walk through. Foyles has been kind of harassed throughout the night and probably feels like there's an Abe every time he turns around, and Coyle's got it up the ice, but couldn't complete the trip up the ice right there. Memorial with a drop pass. It went back to neutral. And that means Memorial's got a touch back up again here. That gives the Cards some time to get it out, but an errant pass right there. And that'll draw the icing on Chi High with 3:12 left to go. Third period, the Cards up 5-1. Three goals in the second, two more in the third to make it 5-1. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Face off of the right wing circle. Who is going to come up with it? About two or three players over skated the puck. And finally, here comes Chi High. Potential odd man rush right here. Jackson LeMay's got it. Turns, fires a shot just wide of the cage. Kicked off a player. And Ryback is going to pin it up against the steel here, his steel cage, and we'll hang on to it with 2:53 left to go, third period. Well, round one is going to go to Chi High. We got round two coming up later in the season on the 9th of February. We'll have that one. Should be interesting. I think the flu bug will be gone from Memorial.
Definitely.
And they'll say, well, if we had all our players, things might have been different, huh?
I'm sure they're saying that right now, but the way the Cardinals play tonight, I don't think a couple guys are going to make much of a difference.
Probably not. Well, a statement game here. We're three. They're number four. Chi High had lost two of the last three. And, boy, this is a nice victory coming off that little skid here.
The boys should enjoy this one tonight.
2:41 left to go. Back to action here in the Abe zone. Cards trying to keep the puck pinned in Memorial zone. And we'll see if they even pull Ryback here tonight with a four-goal deficit. Memorial tries to carry it out, and they do. Here's Nick Madsen. Works it up the ice. And it's poke check off his stick. Back to the left wing corner of the Memorial zone. Now you can see the refs kind of keeping track of things too here. Keep it clean. This is Noah Kircher into the right wing corner for Memorial. And the puck is loose and going to be picked up right there by Lindstrom. Lindstrom gets it over to Carter Bovey. Up and out to neutral ice with under 2 minutes to play in the hockey game. Here is Lindy. Lost the puck. Swept off his stick, but got some backside support. Cleaned out to neutral ice, and Memorial's got it. Here's Byrne. Byrne lost it, backtracks to get it. Leaves it off for his defensive partner, Madsen. Over to Pankratz, and Chi High cuts it off out of neutral ice and sends one in. A multi-bouncer in on Ryback, and he'll swallow that one up with a minute 31 left to go in the third here.
Again, I give a quick hats off to Coach Mike Collins. He's kept his guys in line very well.
Yes. He has. Classy guy.
Exactly.
Great guy.
Yep.
Fun coach to be around. Lots of laughs and a good, good guy. Mike Collins, head coach of the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves, took over from Mike Schwengler, a legend. And Mike's doing a great, great job with the Aves program here. 1:17 left to go. Chi High clears it up. That one's going to come up. Memorial getting on sides, touching up, and this one's going to come back for Mason Johnson. Tapped out, far side, swept in by Ethan Foyles as we go to a minute left to go in the hockey game. Swept in on the near wing by Jack Connor for Memorial on the half wall in the Chi High zone. Let's keep the zero up there. There's a backhand try by Connor and a nice save by Strong. 42 seconds left to keep the shutout for Derek Strong. Still in the Chi High zone. Here's Pankratz. Turns, rips one off the blocker of Strong. Memorial's got it right here. And this is Tucker Lossman for Eau Claire Memorial. Lossman playing a lot on that JV squad here tonight to beat Chi High 5-1. Cards can't clear it to center. Well, now they do. Coming over is Jackson Boland. We're down to 13 seconds left to go. And it's into the left wing corner for Caden Swoboda. Wraps it around the wall. 7 seconds. 5 seconds left to go. Clear to center. And with a Memorial player in, there's an offsides call. We're down to under a second left to go. So it looks as if Derek Strong is going to have a shutout here tonight.
Not quite.
Yeah, we got 9.9 seconds left to go.
Well, no, they scored once.
I'm sorry, they did score. Right. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking here. 5-1. Yeah, they got that late second period goal. Pardon me. But still a strong game.
Oh, amazing. He played a great game. His defenseman did an awesome job in front of him and all around. The Cardinals play a full game tonight from start to finish. It was really impressive.
Yeah, we'll talk about it with Scott Parker on our post-game show, our post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, 5-1. And a big night for Derek Strong. Big night, too, I think, for other guys that you don't usually see come up. Carter Bovey played well tonight. We had other guys who stepped up and answered the challenge and really played well.
Yeah, obviously can't give enough praise to Carter Bovey's play tonight, but there was a lot of other contributors. You know, I think Caden Swoboda played a whale of a game tonight. He made some huge stops defensively, along with Reed Post. I thought he had a couple really nice forechecks.
Yeah,
Post, Glass, and Mirror.
Yep. You bet.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. And then obviously Derek Strong, you know, he didn't see a ton of rubber tonight, but the ones he did, he was up to the task. So really fun game. Good win by the Cards.
All right, 5-1, Chi High. And they'll run their record to 10-3 overall. 4-2 in the BRC, and they hand the Aves their first conference loss of the season. But still a lot of games to play here. We'll have Memorial again for our second round with them in February. And so still, we'll have to run the gauntlet. But this is a very, very nice win, a convincing win. And one you can just kind of put in the safe and be ready to pull it out at tournament seeding time.
Right. I mean, this game will definitely come up during that meeting. I can guarantee you that. But this is just such a huge momentum builder to come on the road, a tough place to play, and then do that. Pretty impressive. So looks like Jack Bovey's going to go give a little salute to his buddies there. So
yeah, big crowd here for Chi High, and they're loving it. Loving beating Memorial. They're hockey team beating the Aves here tonight 5-1. So the team comes over to salute the Chi High fans who made the trip south here to Eau Claire tonight. So we'll head to our post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll catch up with Scott Parker and have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well as we continue from Hobbs Ice Center here in Eau Claire. The victorious Cards win it 5-1 over the Aves. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, the Cards had lost 17 of their last 20 games against the Abes coming in here tonight, but Chi-High with a convincing win and take the first of the pair this season, 5-1 over Eau Claire Memorial. And it's time for our post-class post-game show, Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit Post Glass and Mirror. .com. The Cards came out of the gate right away. They didn't score in the first period, but they kind of made a statement that they were not going to be intimidated here at Hobbs by Eau Claire Memorial. Yeah, the Aves have owned us through the years and had a 70-28-3 lead in the series coming in here, but Chi-High looked very, very good from the get-go. Just had a little momentary glitch in the second period, but followed it with a strong end of the second, end of the, and a third period that was awesome, and they win this one 5-1. Let's go downstairs. Coop is caught up with Scott Parker on our post-game show.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're down here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, that was, first of all, congrats on the win. That was fun. I was just kind of wondering, after a win like this, what's the mood in the locker room tonight?
Pretty good, because when we got off the bus, we had a little, I don't try to talk too much on the bus, but I said I've probably been coming down here for around 45 to 50 games against Eau Claire Memorial. This is a very hard place to win, and you have to have it screwed in straight in your brain from the second you step foot in here. And we made it quite clear that the game that they were going to have to play today, and for the most part, they executed. The effort was there. We had a couple dial tone moments, as you saw in the second period. All of a sudden, we're taking it to them, and all of a sudden, they're taking it to us. So it was a back-and-forth game. Shots looked fairly even, 23-23. Okay, so back-and-forth game. Give our forwards credit for finishing it and coming up with some big goals.
Obviously, some super strong play from your forwards tonight. Greg and I were talking. We thought that Carter Bovee played a whale of a game. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, his best game of the year. A lot of effort, and that's what it takes to be a good hockey player. I think just if you just go through the motions as a hockey player, you're going to be non-existent. So his effort tonight was there. Contrast that against the effort against New Richmond. Tonight's effort and New Richmond's effort, totally two different teams. And that's what we're trying to get these young men to do. We're trying to get better each and every game. Coach Thorpe has a great message. And, you know, it's a tough place to win. So we give everyone a lot of credit, coaches and players alike. And strong in the net, made some nice saves. So it's not always pretty. But today, this is a tough place to play, as you well know. And we'll take this win.
Last thing. What are we going to take from this game to build on for the next coming games?
That's a great question. I don't have I don't have an answer right now for that. We're going to have to address it in practice. I think our half wall work with the wingers, you saw us get clogged up, and we're wrapping it up the boards, and then we're feeding their D, and I think that's a start. I thought our forwards did a good job of finding F3 in that soft spot that this is kind of new to our system this year, and we got a couple goals of that, so that shows that we're making strides, that they're listening and doing what they're told.
Awesome. Well, congrats on the win again, Coach. Back up to you, Greg.
All right. Thanks, guys. Very happy night for Chi High Hockey tonight. You can tell it in Scott Parker's voice. Pleased overall with his team. Yeah, there were times where they could have played better, and certainly things are going to take away to improve on from this game. But just a very, very convincing victory for Chi High here tonight. This is our post-game show. Brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. We're going to come back with our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. Some fun stuff to talk about here as we continue with our post-game show here tonight from Hobbs Ice Center. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got
shot.
It set her right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
And we're on the Postcast Glass and Mirror postgame show with Cooper and Greg here at the Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. And time for our Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. No scoring in the first, then the Cards open the floodgates in the second. First goal scored by the freshman defenseman Gus Thorpe, a beautiful play, power play goal for Chi High at 2:58 of the second. Then it was that combo of Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym. Johnson got the first goal to help her from Hoym at 15 minutes exactly of the second period. Then shortly after that, it was Jackson Hoym's turn from Mason Johnson to make it 3-0. Then it was a mistake, kind of a just one of those things that happens. Gus Thorpe lost his edge in the Chippewa zone trying to carry it out. He was the only last guy back, and Dylan Byrne scored for Eau Claire Memorial. Had a free path, free road right to our goaltender and put it past Derek Strong to make it 3-1. So things were a little precarious, but the Cards in the third period sealed the deal. It was Jackson Boland, the helper from Carter Bovee, at 6:42 of the third. Nice night for Carter Bovee. He got a goal and an assist and wrapped things up, got that insurance at 12:15 of the third. Carter Bovee to make it 5-1. So, Coop, just all in all, a fun game, and Chi High really played well almost from the get-go to the end.
Yeah, like I mentioned, you know, the keys of the game, I said play a full game, and they definitely did that to a T. They played physical, but they weren't dirty. They made great passes, and we capitalized on a lot of our scoring chances. So it was really a fun game to watch, and I think the Cards have a lot to be proud of tonight.
Yeah, and maybe some guys got some extra confidence going into the next game that, you know, were role players who didn't, you didn't see them as scorers, but they really stepped up to the plate here today.
Right. I mean, you know, we keep talking about them, but Carter Bovee definitely. Jackson LeMay, I thought, played really, really well as well too. So guys like that, you know, that makes a big difference when you're young and you don't have a ton of varsity games under your belt, and then you can come in to an opponent's barn like this and just play an awesome game and come out with the win. So
we'll have hockey on Monday. In the meantime, it's McDonald Max boys basketball Thursday at Fall Creek, 6:55, with Caleb and Mark for the pregame show there. Mark Halverson's got Chi High Buckets against Eau Claire Memorial on Friday night at the Birdcage. Cardinal Countdown at 6:55. Hockey on Monday, that makeup game with Wausau West. That should be a lot of fun. Coop and I will be on the air with Cardinal Countdown at 6:40. Then Michaela Hogan joins me on Tuesday for CFM against Hudson in girls hockey. And we're back against Hudson on Thursday for the boys game. Coop and I will be there at the Chippewa Ice Arena on the 19th, week from this Thursday. So that's kind of the hockey schedule and the immediate sports schedule here on Logo Radio. All right, that'll do it from Hobbs Ice Center. Thanks to awesome Dawson Halverson for doing a terrific job back at the controls here tonight, our producer. And for Cooper Fosvick, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Final score again, 5-1. Chi High picks up their 10th victory of the season, beating Eau Claire Memorial. Good night from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.
Sunshine.